It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, thank you for listening. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And you, again, thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and a smart speaker if you got one. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got a show. Well, of course we have a show, but we got a lot of things to talk about, and of course we do. Happy Thursday, by the way. Justin Fields says he's ready to go as QB1. Mike Tomlin says Russell Wilson is still QB1. Congratulations to A.J. Terrell, cornerback for the Atlanta Falcons. He's now the second highest paid cornerback in the NFL. Congratulations to him. Drake May, Jacoby Brissett, still conversations as to who should end up starting for the New England Patriots. Looks like the Eagles got their hands on another wide receiver to help out what is already a ridiculous bunch between A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. How about this? What a shock. Kirk Ferentz. This man is getting suspended for a recruiting violation. I wonder if it involves a hamburger. I'll tell you about it. Also, we got a manager fired in Major League Baseball. Scott Service. Done. Cooked. For the Seattle Mariners. And speaking of baseball, to the shock of probably absolutely nobody, Aaron Judge hit another home run. It's just his birthright. Wake up and hit home runs. And so we got a lot to get into here over the next 4 hours. We also have Brian Fisher joining us from Fox Sports. We're going to talk all things college football because we're in the midst basically of week zero. We're going to talk about the game going down in Ireland this weekend. We got Tech. We got my folks from Tallahassee. Looking forward to that with the Seminoles. And so we got a lot to get into. If you want to participate in the show, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You could also find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. That is on Twitter and X. Don't do it if you're driving. And you will have already known everything that we will discuss, or most of the things, over the next 4 hours. Hickey, how are you on this beautiful Thursday, August 22nd?
I am good. I'm ready for college football. You got me excited here. Florida State, Georgia Tech. It's crazy that we're 48 hours, or really less than 48 hours away from the 2024 season starting. It is. Let's go. Let's go.
It's good. And you know what I'm excited about? Because here in Atlanta, and so Georgia Tech is right down, I can't even say right down the road. Hickey, if I put my headphones down right now, it is 3 past the hour. I could be over at Tech. No, just by running by 15 or less, 15 wow. minutes or less, like Tech is right here. And they get swallowed up by everything. You know, Georgia, everything is about the Bulldogs. The state is Bulldogs. And then you have Tech. But Tech is actually gotten better. And so there's a little bit more enthusiasm about the Yellow Jackets. Now, ain't nobody ever going to confuse them with the Bulldogs, but there's some type of enthusiasm. So the idea of waking up on Saturday and then, I don't know, what are you going to do? You going to have some brunch? What are you going to do?
Yeah, game's at noon Eastern. The brunch is kind of perfect for that kind of game.
You going to have a beer?
Oh, of course.
What type of, what you going to drink?
Well, I'm a sophisticated man, right. So my go-to usually is Bud Light.
Okay, a better question. How many?
The laughing is for.
Nah, it's
smart man's beer.
Bud Light is sophisticated?
Some are saying.
You will be running to the restroom. Well, I guess the question is how many Bud Lights? I don't want you to incriminate yourself here, but are we talking like a handful, like one handful of Bud Lights?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, well, okay. For the game, sure.
For that game?
I mean, if you're starting at noon.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just end the day at 3:30?
I don't know. You gonna watch the next game? You gonna go somewhere? I mean, what are you doing? I mean,
it's almost kind of nice that it's like essentially a standalone game. No disrespect to Nevada.
You don't want to watch, what is it? The team from Dallas. What
SMU. Yeah. No disrespect. Yeah. I think that game's like 8 o'clock at night. It okay. is kind of nice to have a standalone game and then have the rest of your day open. Uh-huh. So kind of see where the wind blows.
Okay, I like that. You gotta wait until next week when we really get things going.
Right, and then you're more, you know, then I'll at least speak myself, more locked in, less beers, more watching. This is kind of like the appetizer. Cocktail hour at a wedding.
Ah, a cocktail. So three champagne flutes, or four.
Hey.
Okay. Lovely. Amazing. I'm looking forward to it, too. I will be watching. I got to find somewhere to watch the game on Saturday. And then, of course, next weekend, well, damn it, man, that's... I don't know what the hell I'm be doing. That's the holiday weekend, Hickey. I don't know if I'll be conscious enough to watch the Bulldogs.
I want to ask you how many drinks then. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I want to see Clemson get slapped around. I'm going to pop in and out on the Bulldogs and Clemson, but sometimes that game is also at noon. So I might be able to get to halftime, and after that, it might get a little fuzzy after that. But we'll see. College football is back, ready and here to occupy all of our Saturdays. I can't wait to dive into it a little bit more. I told you, Brian Fisher from Fox Sports, he's going to come through and join us next hour. But I did mention this. Let's go back in time just a little bit. Only a few hours ago. I'm just minding my business here on a Thursday afternoon and thinking about what we're going to talk about and what we're going to do on the show. I got the New York Yankees on in the background. Why? I just want to see Aaron Judge. That's it. And what did Aaron Judge do? Well, in the fourth inning of the game, where the Yankees ended up beating these Guardians 6-1, Aaron Judge did this.
The pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Deep down the right field line. Brennan's only going to watch. It is gone. Onto the porch. Aaron Judge. He strikes again as he turns up the slug in the fourth. Home run number 48. 1-0 Yankees.
Well, thank you, Justin Shackle from the Yankees Radio Network. And I gave the Guardians too much credit. They didn't even score one run today. Yankees smashed them 6-0. And Aaron Judge just continues to annihilate the baseball. And I mean, if he keeps this up, he's going to continue to annihilate the record books. This was the man's 48th home run of the season. He is currently on pace for 61. But if he continues the pace that he's been on over the past, I don't know, 3 weeks, he may go further than that. Must I remind you, 2 years ago, he made an American League record, 62 home runs. He's beasting. And he is on pace for another 60. Aaron Judge. He was asked, hey, dude, what would it mean if you were the first player ever to hit 60-plus home runs in multiple seasons? Listen to what Judge said.
If it comes with a ring and a lot of fun in the playoffs, then definitely that'd be cool. But like I said the other day, I'm just trying to do whatever I can each day to put ourselves in a good position to win a ball game. And you know, especially these games against Cleveland, who you know we'll definitely see down the road, and we're fighting for the best, you know, best record in the AL. I'm just trying to do my part. That's it.
Just trying to do his part. Okay. You know, there's been a lot said about how Aaron Judge, if he wants to complete his legacy, he needs to win a championship. The man is in the midst of a 9-year, $360 million contract. If Aaron Judge is just mashing baseballs at this pace, I don't think anybody can say anything negative against him. What the hell else do you want from him? He hasn't necessarily been the best performer in the postseason, but the man has carried the Yankees to the postseason by himself. Hickey, what happens if you take Aaron Judge off this team?
They lose probably 30 games they have right now.
Easy. Easy. Man, when they went to the postseason, he has dragged them to the postseason. I give the guy a break if he sucks when he gets there. This guy's amazing. I mean, even Aaron Boone needs to, the other Aaron for the Yankees, Aaron Boone needs to be kissing his ass. And even Aaron Boone knows, okay, a couple seasons ago, he hit 62. Aaron Boone is like, man, I wouldn't be surprised if he hit 63 plus.
Look, anything's possible with him. You know, I think he just wants to be great every day and help us win. So, nothing would surprise me.
Okay. How could it? This man has homered for the sixth time in seven games. That's stupid. This man has homered seven out of the last 10 games. That's ridiculous. He has homered for the 13th time in 23 games. The baseball looks like a beach ball for Aaron Judge. He's annihilating it right now. I would love to know what it feels like to be in that zone. If I was a big league hitter, I wouldn't be able to lay down a bunt. Probably not even by accident. This man is swatting baseballs into right field and center field and whatever field he wants and over the field and over the moon because he's a giant. He's not just a giant. He's one of the game's best overall hitters. Aaron Judge is in the race for a triple crown. He's batting 334, which only trails Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby Witt right now is 352. Aaron Judge leads the world in home runs with 48. He leads the world in RBIs with 118. By the way, Jose Ramirez played in the game today for the Guardians. He's second in RBIs in 101. He also joined a 30-30 club today. Congratulations. But we don't care about that because it's about Aaron Judge. No offense to the wonderful people of Cleveland, Ohio. Aaron Judge is a beast. You know you're a monster. You know you're a beast. When Giancarlo Stanton, who used to be a beast, but now he can't even run the bases without getting hurt. That's just called being injury prone and broken down. Giancarlo Stanton is just like, I think he can pass what he did the first time. This is what he told Yes.
A whole nother level compared to 22. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting last 5 weeks or so. And I think he could do it again.
He could do it again. Or you could hit a slump. This is the fun thing about baseball. Like Aaron Judge is abusing the hell out of the baseball right now. But he could still hit a slump. He can go into a slump where it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and he can't find it. I'm still trying to figure out. We talked about this, Hickey. Like, why are people hitting him? And last night he got hit. He got grazed on his jersey. And then he even went out there and got smacked again. Got hit another home run. This man is a beast. Gerrit Cole, this thank God for the Yankees, he started the round into form. In six innings today, no runs. And how the hell do you stop Aaron Judge? This is the million-dollar question. You either hit him or don't throw to him. Hit him or walk him. This is what Gerrit Cole said he would do to stop his teammate.
Depends on the score, but I'm certainly not going to lay out a game plan for you.
Oh, come on. Depends on the score. And then the Hickey, why is the media so happy about that? Everybody's happy today, I guess, right? In Yankee land, everybody's happy?
Everyone's happy. They won. The players are happy. Judge hits another home run. So you laugh at everything they say.
Okay. Won't be no laughing matter if they don't win no World Series. Everybody will be ready to fire everybody. This guy sucks. Fire this guy. This guy's a bum. Everybody not named Cole, Judge, or Soto. People are going to want to give him the boot. Am I missing anybody? I'm accurate, right? Yeah, everybody. And everybody else is there to get fired.
Yes. Everyone except Judge. Maybe Soto, we'll see, and maybe Cole.
Yeah, that's it.
And I guess Steinbrenner, too. You can't fire the owner.
You can't fire the owner? Okay. Yeah. He ain't getting fired and he ain't selling. What are the Yankees? They got to be worth, what, about $8 billion, you think, right now?
If Dallas is worth 10, Cowboys, that is, yeah, I think the Yankees, 8, 8.5, 9.
Yeah. There was a point in time where the Yankees were like the most valuable sports franchise on earth. But I guess they haven't done enough winning recently to go ahead and justify that. But yeah, they're worth about $8 billion. Good for them. Must be nice to be the Steinbrenner family. You think, what's the son's name who operates the team? Hal? It's Hal, right?
Hal.
Just sitting around on a yacht?
Counting his money.
Counting his money. Maybe down in Florida. You ever think he puts his yacht? No, he doesn't. I was going to say, you think he puts his yacht onto the Bronx River? No. Hudson River? No, not at all.
Not if he wants that thing to just deteriorate right in front of his eyes.
Disintegrate into nothing.
Oh, man.
That man takes a, you know, I was going to say, you know what? I've seen a helicopter land across the street. Have you seen that before?
I've not witnessed no helicopter land.
I've seen a helicopter land on the old Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
I know Steinbrenner, he takes his car up to Yankee Stadium, and he takes his car right back out of Yankee Stadium. And it probably goes back to Florida. You know what? The daughters, the families there a whole lot more. I don't even think Hal shows up, man. Now that I think about it. He got better things to do. Like, I guess he watches the Yankees on his yacht, on his multiple televisions on the yacht.
You think he has a yacht?
He doesn't come across as a yacht guy to you?
He doesn't strike me as a yacht guy. He doesn't really come across as a rich guy, if that makes sense.
I know they like horses.
I know that they makes like sense. That's an they, expensive sport.
They like horses. I know they like Florida. am I missing anything else about the Steinbrenners?
I don't know much about them. To me sounds right.
Florida, horses, and
Yankees baseball.
Yankees baseball. And billions of dollars.
And billions of dollars.
Must be nice. We're in the wrong business, Hickey. What are we doing?
That is for sure. Is the JR Sport Brief worth $8 billion, you think? Can we sell
$8 billion? No.
How about A Bill? One?
A Bill? One? No.
No.
I'm going to have to marry one of them daughters. That's what I'm going to have to do.
Whatever it takes to put the valuation up, I think you got
to
do.
I'm going to have to marry them daughters. Do they have daughters? I don't know. I got to find me one. I know where to find them, too. I know who to reach out to. Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need to stop before I get in trouble. We got a lot to discuss over the rest of the show. We're going to get into A.J. Terrell and his new contract. We'll talk about the ongoing drama with the Pittsburgh Steelers and their quarterback situation. Brian Fisher from Fox Sports is going to come through and talk some college football with us. We'll talk about Drake May and Jacoby Brissett. The Mariners fired their manager. Why not? They're on a terrible slide right now. You know what? Speaking of getting in trouble, on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about Iowa football. Their head coach, Kirk Ferentz, this guy got in trouble. He's going to miss their first game because of it. I'll tell you what he did on the other side. You're locked in. Welcome to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, this is Outkast. Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia. Anyway, right before we went to break, I told you I needed to relax about the Steinbrenners. I didn't say anything bad. I was just like, hey, you know, they're worth $8 billion. The team, the Yankees, worth $8 billion. If I want some of that money, I'm going to have to just marry one of the daughters. I don't know if they have daughters. Anyway, I didn't get in trouble. I'm still here. Someone who did get in trouble today is the head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes, Kirk Ferentz. This man is almost 70 years old. He's been around the block. He's coached Iowa for the past 26 years. For the past couple of seasons, I guess he's only coached the defense because the offense cannot score worth a damn. Why is he in trouble? Because in trying to rejuvenate his terrible offense, he recruited successfully Cade McNamara from Michigan, who lost out to J.J. McCarthy. Now, what's the problem with that? Well, reportedly, he reached out to Cade McNamara before the transfer portal was open. And then he played last year, and then he got hurt. And then the offense still stunk. So, I mean, we're in the same cycle. It's hilarious to me. They went 10-4 last year. They had the second worst scoring offense in all of Division I college football. Their defense was fourth best. They basically only scored 15 points a game while giving up 15. That is as average can be. And then they get into bowl games and championship games, Big Ten, Michigan. They end up getting wiped out 20-0, 25-0, 30-0, 35-0. They can't do nothing. Their offense sucks. And so today we found out, because they jumped the gun a couple of seasons ago, the transfer portal last year, and trying to bring in Cade McNamara, they're now being suspended one game to start the season. He's being suspended one game to start the season. So at least he'll get a little bit of a vacation. The first game is next Saturday, August 31st, against Illinois State. I think they'll be able to take care of them. Let's see if they can put up any points. We'll see. And it's actually pretty funny because Kirk Ferentz, he spoke today. He spoke to the media. And he said, you know what? I've been here for a long time, and I just made a mistake.
My plan to coach the team during the week, and as of midnight next Friday, I'll be removed for 24 hours. Won't be in the stadium with them. And, so that's the plan. Seth Wallace will be the acting head coach during the day next week, Saturday. And I'm confident he and the entire staff will do a great job on that.
Oh, okay. He's still going to show up to work. He's going to show up to work until he has to coach. How admirable. How honorable. Now, let's listen to his apology and see how sincere he is.
I tell our players, we abide by the rules. And in this specific case, I did not do that. I made a mistake during the recruiting process. I want to apologize to our players, coaching staff, university leadership, and our incredible fans. 26 years as a head coach. This is the first potential level 2 violation that I've had, and it won't happen again.
Oh, mistakes happen. Come on. I mean, we got Michigan currently in trouble. We got the former head coach of Michigan. Jim Harbaugh is in trouble for buying a recruit breakfast. That's it. He bought him breakfast, and now he's in trouble. That doesn't even have anything to do with the sign stealing. That Harbaugh says, I ain't know nothing about that. Not me. I don't know anything about that. Come on. At this point, all of this is comical. Transfer portal is open. Players are going to jump in, and players are going to leave. This is what it is. And so because he didn't do it in the portal, this is no big deal. I think it's even more big of a deal a few seasons ago when you had former black players from Iowa. They were saying that they were being mistreated while they were there. That's a bigger deal. It's also a big, awful deal that they can't score worth a damn to save their lives. I mean, it's not even a guarantee at all that Cade McNamara is going to be the starter. Ain't no guarantee in that. And so Kirk Ferentz, I mean, this dude is just, he's skating on ice right now. This is not a problem. Hickey, is this a big deal? No big deal, right?
This is no big deal. If you're Kirk Ferentz and you ask him, I'm sure he would trade this off in a heartbeat. Get a quarterback for 2 years, and all you have to do is sit out a game against Illinois State? Yeah, I think that's worth it.
Yeah, there's no punishment here. This is light work. There's no big deal. This is just the business of college football now. The players can leave. The the players can move around. I mean, we had a bigger deal. I like it when the coaches beef. I love that. And Hickey, you told me about this one. Absolutely hilarious. Miami of Ohio, their kicker, Graham Nicholson, was the best kicker last year in all of college football. Well, Alabama, they lost their kicker. Graham Nicholson decided to leave Miami of Ohio for Alabama. And why wouldn't you? You're going to be playing in high-profile games, one of the country's best teams. If you continue what you're doing, you're going to get drafted and go to the NFL. Why the hell wouldn't you leave? But he did. Someone who has a problem with him leaving is Miami of Ohio's head coach, Chuck Martin. I love this. It gets good. The man basically said, you know what? Let's listen to what he had to say about Alabama stealing their kicker.
All right, special teams, lost your kicker. Carter McLaughlin.
We didn't lose him. He's at Alabama. We know
yeah,
exactly,
I understand
we know exactly
that.
Where he's at. Like, you media people, it's all pretend. Like, no, Alabama stole our kicker.
They illegally
recruited our kicker and stole him from us. And, like, that's a fact. But that's how. But we act like it's not. We live in this la-la world. Like, hey, let's not talk. I don't know why everybody knows what's going on. So, yeah, Alabama stole our kicker. A couple other schools try to steal him.
Oh, well, damn. Hickey, I'm offended. I'm offended when they say you media people. I get offended.
You don't like him generalizing everybody?
No. What are we, a monolith? All us media people are the same? Are we?
No.
No, we're not. We're not. I take offense, Coach Martin. No, thanks. And Kalen DeBoer I don't know if he took offense. He didn't seem to care too much. He basically said, Nicholson entered into the transfer portal, and we spoke to him. We abided by the rules. And I guess if Alabama didn't abide by the rules, then we'll find out in 5 years when nobody involved is a part of the organization, including Kalen DeBoer. Who knows? I don't know. Much to do about nothing. People, and let me tell you something. This might be a shock to some of our listeners. People steal. People do things they're not supposed to do. People lie. They cheat to get ahead. Doesn't matter if it's, I mean, we got somebody listening in the supermarket right now. There's a thief. Hickey, do you understand there's a thief listening to us right now? A few of them.
You think they're stealing and listening at the same time?
There's somebody who just stole something. They're listening right now in their car. Yeah.
They knew who they are. I think they're getting ridden with guilt.
What, why, because I said it?
Because you called them out indirectly on national radio?
Yeah, no, right. No, they don't care. I'm probably right about what?
That they don't feel guilty.
No, they don't. They don't. They stole. This is part of life. People steal. Hickey, have you ever stolen anything in your life?
That I can remember?
Oh, boy. You're going to tell me about when you were 3 months and ripped some candy off a shelf?
No, I mean, no. No, okay. Come on. I was a good kid.
Okay.
Not stealing anything.
I think I may have accidentally stolen some services in my life, I think.
What does that mean?
I don't know. A service? I'm trying to think.
Like Dine and Dash?
No. Not food. But, man, I'm too lazy.
Services? I'm trying to figure out what service. Like, you're saying, like, you're stealing, like, I don't know, not stealing, like borrowing a password, and now it's like technically stealing
movie.
From like Disney Plus.
A movie.
You know,
a movie, a song,
allegedly, of course.
Yeah, allegedly, a movie, a song.
Okay, allegedly.
Well, I'm gonna get sued by somebody now. Nobody knows nothing.
Well, no, this is alleged, so this never happened. You're saying,
here we go. This place can't sue me because they don't exist anymore. Napster, right? Remember Napster?
Yeah.
Was everybody that stealing? Oh, we were sharing. We were sharing the music. One person buys the music, and then we all share it. Not stealing, right?
I mean,
share. If I buy something, if I buy a bag of jelly beans, and I say, Hickey, here's 3 jelly beans, and then you give somebody else 1 jelly bean, and now did we steal? Nobody stole anything. I paid for it and I shared it.
That is true. That is a loophole right there.
All right. Okay. So there you have it. Yeah, I didn't steal. I've never stolen a thing in my life. I have just shared. And there's nothing wrong with sharing. That's what you teach your kids when they're little.
Sharing Good. Is caring.
Sharing is scary. And stealing, well, I don't know what that is. I guess it's bad. You got to read about that in a book somewhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. Somebody who doesn't have to worry about stealing is A.J. Terrell of the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to tell you why this man doesn't have to worry about lifting anything on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, my goodness. It depends on what I'm talking about. Sometimes you might say I'm creating nonsense. It's about balance. Life is all about balance. You got to know how to have fun. You got to know how to be serious. All about balance. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Life is all about balance. It is something that A.J. Terrell of the Atlanta Falcons, he knows all about. This man knows balance. His bank account balance. Hickey, it's pretty healthy right now.
I would say healthy. So. He's doing well.
It's been healthy. It will continue to be healthy. I think he has generations of his family that will be healthy. He needs some right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Congratulations, A.J. Terrell. Now the second highest paid cornerback in NFL history. He's heading into the fifth year of his rookie contract. He's going to be making $12 million. Been making that for the past couple of seasons. He got drafted out of Clemson in 2020. His extension after this season? 4 years, $81 million. The only dude making more bread than him at the cornerback position, Jaire Alexander from Green Bay. 4 years, $84 million. And A.J. Terrell is just a cool dude, I got to tell you. He's smooth, relaxed, doesn't worry about anything. Does a lot of great things here in the community here in Atlanta where he's from. It's awesome. The Falcons are awesome. I mean, he has some help. Grady Jarrett in the front coming off of his injury. David Omenyala, his second year, coming over from the Saints. Let's not forget about Matthew Judon, who all of a sudden with the Falcons is not complaining about his contract situation. Justin Simmons just signed with the Falcons. They already got Jesse Bates. Falcons are going to be good. You think about the NFC South. We've said this. The Atlanta Falcons are going to be out there competing with the Buccaneers. And I mean, are the Buccaneers, is lightning going to strike twice? Baker Mayfield was able to revive his career as a starting quarterback, got himself a new contract. Mike Evans is back. Still got Godwin out there as well. And then the Saints, we'll see what they do. Probably be okay. And the Panthers, well, we know what they'll do. They'll suck. Even if Bryce Young is slightly better, they'll still suck. A.J. Terrell, he had a chance to talk to the media today, and he was very happy with everything that took place. Listen to A.J. Terrell. He's happy to be here in Atlanta, his home.
What's going on, everybody? It's A.J. Terrell. Just signed my 4-year contract extension. Glad to be here. Just want to thank the organization, Arthur Blank, you know, Terry and everybody who had a hand into it, keeping me here. Thankful. A lot of work put into it. And, you know, this year, 2024, we got a lot coming. We can't wait to get to it, man. We need all the support. I thank everybody who's been behind me, sticking behind me. And just want to give a good shout out to my family and everybody. And, you know, let's rock out this year. Let's go.
Man, I just appreciate I can't overstate how I appreciate athletes who act like normal human beings. They're out in the community. You will see A.J. Terrell everywhere. I mean, you'll see him at a bike-a-thon. You'll see him support. I just saw him about a month ago. We had him here on the show. Oh, he was supporting an after-school or a summer school program at Morehouse College, HBCU. Hey, shout-outs to A.J. Terrell. And when you think about the talent that has been accumulated, that has been brought together here in Atlanta. You think about the offseason, the big names, the Justin Simmons, the Judons, the Kirk Cousins, who hopefully is going to help lead this team to the postseason. the head coach, Raheem Morris. Thank God he didn't have to answer any questions about Michael Penix Jr. or Kirk Cousins. But Raheem Morris on Monday spoke to Up and Adams, and he said, Terry Fontenot, the general manager, that's a bad mother. Shut your mouth.
It's nothing like being around obsessed people. Obsessed great people. He's obsessed with acquiring talent. He's obsessed with being great. He loves his job. He lives it. He breathes it. Everything about it. And like, I when I come to work, I got to match his energy.
Oh, wow. He loves it. Yeah, man, this ain't nothing better than waking up and doing what you love. Putting together a football team. And if you don't do it, you get fired. It's tough. It's pressure packed, man. It's filled. But this has been a good offseason. I cannot tell you the enthusiasm that currently exists surrounding the Falcons. Man, we got people who are just like, hey, JR, I'm thinking about buying season tickets. Buy them. Buy those tickets. I'll see you there. We got a quarterback now. It has been trash. Looking at Marcus Mariota. It has been trash looking at Heinicke. I hate to say it. Looking at the back end of Matt Ryan trying to throw that football, it has been trash. Not good. Bad. And so now that we got some good quarterback play, hopefully Kirk Cousins can make it through the year. Hopefully there's no quarterback controversy where everybody is screaming for Michael Penix Jr. The Falcons should go back to the postseason. People here are hyped, and they should be. Now, I hope we don't get no disaster, because that'd be the most Falcons thing ever. To be good, to look good, and just have the rug pulled out from underneath us. And I mean, I got to be honest, if there is a quarterback controversy, that's not good. That would be bad. A matter of fact, when I spoke to AJ Terrell, when he was here on the show, I asked him specifically, what the hell is going on with both of your quarterbacks? You got Kirk Cousins, you got Penix Jr., you're the cornerback. You got to look at both of them. What's it looking like?
They looking good. You know, it's a real competition going on. And, you know, we'll see more when camp comes. You know, that's when it really hit the fan. So the real competition come alive during camp. But, you know, both quarterbacks looking real good right now. And, you know, let the coaches decide on that.
Oh, boy. Hickey, you know, that was right before camp. Why does it feel like we talked to Emory Hunt from CBS Sports earlier this week about this? Why does it feel like we all know Kirk Cousins is the guy, but why is there a feeling now that even from what he said a month ago, it appears that there's a little bit more to it than that?
Because the Falcons have done a terrible job up to this point of at least making it seem, maybe not a terrible job. I guess what they have done is they have done a bad job at quelling any quarterback controversy storylines because of how they've handled Michael Penix Jr. Comes to the last preseason game and this upcoming one, not playing him. Like, if Kirk was your starter and you had zero doubts about him, I think common knowledge, common sense would say, oh, put Penix out there. Let him learn, because this is really the last game action we foresee him playing in, barring a blowout or, you know, hey, if you have a great season and everything's locked up in week 18, you sit the starters. Barring that outcome, you are not going to have Penix on the field for bare minimum this year.
Oh, man.
Maybe next year. But here they are. They've played him in one preseason game, and we've seen everything we need to see. Sit him the rest of the time. What? To steal a word from you, what? There's something like that. Those actions just make you wonder, like, okay, there's something else. Is there another motivation here? Because it can't just be that this guy's been the best rookie quarterback we've ever seen. And 2 weeks of training camp is enough to say, yeah, put this guy in ice. He's good for 2 years.
It is so crazy because maybe it's so much of an assumption. They have to play Kirk Cousins until he can't play anymore. Either he gets hurt or he sucks. That's just it. Like, you cannot pay. There's no justification. We just heard Raheem Morris talk about how great of a general manager Terry Fontenot is. There is no way you paying a dude $45 million a year to not play. You have to play him. Michael Penix Jr. has to fetch water. He has to get Kirk Cousins donuts. He has to let Kirk Cousins listen to whatever music he wants to listen to at practice. He just has to stand there with I can't even say the clipboard anymore. He has to stand there with the tablet and do whatever Kirk Cousins says until Kirk Cousins sucks enough of them to say, hey, it's your turn. Or that Achilles is done. Like, Kirk Cousins is going to play. It is just a very peculiar situation. At least the Falcons, well, if Kirk sucks, they got a guy they're comfortable with, I guess. I mean, this guy, how old is Hickey? What is Penix? Is he 24, 25?
24.
Oh, man. Him and Bo Nix is old as dirt. Man, you got NFL quarterbacks just can't say they lack experience. Can't say that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. Now, this team, do they have a quarterback competition? It's the Steelers. Justin Fields says he's ready to be QB1. Mike Tomlin has some other ideas. I'll share with you on the other side of the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.